Harry Bartell, November 28, 1913 to February 26, 2004, was an American actor and announcer in radio, television, and film. With his rather youthful-sounding voice, Bartell was one of the busiest West Coast character actors from the early 40s until the final end of network radio drama in the 1960s. Bartell was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, but grew up in Houston, where he got his start at station KRPC. Upon moving to California, he became a favorite of producer-director Norman Macdonald, performing frequently on Escape, notably as Ronald Dawson in The Second Class Passenger and Peyton Farquhar in Ambrose Bierce's An Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge, and was a leading member of the Gunsmoke Repertory Company. Bartell was with the latter series from the first broadcast on April 26, 1952, until the last show on June 18, 1961. His roles ranged from friendly townspeople to victims to heavies, from the occasional role of Dodge City printer Mr. Hightower to the famed gunslinger Doc Holliday in a 1952 episode. With fellow actor Vic Perrin, he also co-wrote two episodes near the end of the radio run and appeared many times on the TV version of Gunsmoke, sometimes reprising his radio roles. Bartell worked on other radio westerns such as The Six Shooter, Frontier Gentleman, Have Gun Will Travel, and Fort Laramie, a regular as Lieutenant Seabird. Other recurring radio parts included a stint as one of several actors to play Archie Goodwin in The New Adventures of Nero Wolfe, starring Sidney Greenstreet, Tommy Brooks on the situation comedy The Charlotte Greenwood Show, and Officer Ed Miller on Rogers of the Gazette. As an announcer, he was heard on Sherlock Holmes for several years, interviewing Dr. Watson and segueing into commercials for Petri Wine. He also announced on Silver Theater in the 1940s and on the radio version of Dear Abby from 1960 until 1972. Other radio acting jobs included multiple roles in Norman Corwin's V.E. Day special, On a Note of Triumph, frequent appearances on Jack Webb's shows Dragnet and Pete Kelly's Blues, and episodic parts on The Modern Adventures of Casanova, starring Errol Flynn, My Favorite Husband, The Saint, Suspense, and Lux Radio Theater. In films and television, his youthful voice was revealed to come from a silver-haired figure. His TV appearances included guest roles on Get Smart, I Love Lucy, Wild Wild West, and The Twilight Zone, in addition to television versions of Gunsmoke and Dragnet, reprising his radio role of Father Rojas in Christmas episodes of both 1951 and 1967 series. His few films included the 1954 Dragnet movie and an unbilled part in Howard Hawks' Monkey Business. Apart from his acting work, Bartell was an active photographer. Many of his photos of the Gunsmoke cast appeared in the 1990 book on the series, Gunsmoke, A Complete History. In his last years, he was a frequent presence at old-time radio conventions and recreations, wrote online articles about the medium and his experiences, and even participated in radio-themed chat rooms. His final radio appearance was on producer Jim French's series, The Further Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, guest starring as a blustery American publisher in an August 2003 episode. He died the following February. He's buried at Riverside National Cemetery in Riverside, California. Information for this audio clip came from James Blazer and your audio series descriptions moderator, Roger Hohenbrink. This audio clip is provided by the Old Time Radio Researchers Group, a group of volunteers dedicated to preserving radio's past. If you are interested in assisting to preserve radio's golden past so that future generations might also enjoy it, we urge you to look into membership in the Old Time Radio Researchers Group. Visit our home on the web at www.otrr.org. Your announcer, Fred Bertelson.